The MK party has called for a rerun, not only a recount, claiming voting irregularities in the 2024 election process. This was announced during an impromptu media briefing at the IEC's National Results Operations Centre on Saturday evening, after the arrival of party leader, former President Jacob Zuma. Zuma says the irregularities by the IEC are very serious and calls for the commission to be held accountable.
The complaints that they've been put forward are too serious, very, very serious. This is not, or they are not like small little points. They are very, very serious. Nobody must force us to say now this is what are as a results. Well, the results are not correct. I think the institutions must satisfy us that they did look into the issues. Nobody must declare tomorrow. Yes. No. If that happens, people will be provoking us because we know what we are talking about. Yes. We are not guessing. Yeah. We know. And why should they rush to count? Don't start trouble when there is no trouble. Give the political parties, which I think they are a majority, the chance to present their cases, their information, their everything. Don't rush us.
Spokesperson Tlamulo Ndlela says the party is demanding a commission of inquiry into the elections.
And off the back of the advice and the insights that we're getting from our legal team, they have stated that we should, and we are, contemplating a revote. So it's no longer a recount. We want a total revote, is one thing that we're contemplating, of which is a decision that we will still communicate accordingly. The other point, off the back of these transgressions and how serious these issues are, we are going to request for a commission of inquiry into this process, into these elections, in order for us to get down to the bottom of exactly what transpired. And we are going to push for that. Gone are the days when people are going to rig the future of the downtrodden children of this country. It won't happen. It stops now. And it stops with Mkhonto we Sizwe. It stops with President Zuma. We will not tolerate it any further.
More than 20 parties, including former ANC SG, Ace Magashule's African Congress for Transformation, ACT, and former Joburg Speaker Colleen Makubele's South African Rainbow Alliance, SARA, are also contesting the elections alongside the MK party. Here is Makubele addressing the media.
We are building on the foundation that has already been laid by MK party in terms of the issues of grievances that all of us have experienced. We are not standing here as sole losers. We are standing here as parties that want to see a free, fair, and credible election. And the issues that have been articulated by the MK party are real. They have affected all of us. And we have found a father in Ubaba, former president, who has listened to our grievances. And he said, Bantwana bami, come and articulate them before South Africa and before the world, so that whatever the outcomes of this process that you will hear will be, it would have done justice to all of us. This father understands what it means to suffer injustice that is made to look like you are systematically wrong, but the system has been engineered to deal with you.
Prior to the elections, the MK party said they would get a two-thirds majority. The party surprised many when it received the third highest number of votes in the elections. Reporting from the IEC Results Operations Center in Midrand, I'm Demi Buzo.